Hello, everyone. We welcome you to our weekly one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly, presented by Gatorade. I'm Dave Spadaro, and Coach, short week. You've talked about what it's like for the players and a little bit what it's like for the coaching staff. Kind of talk about that. How does it affect game plan and the things that you would normally do?
Well, usually we have obviously a couple more days, but we came back here to the NovaCare Center immediately after the game against the Chargers and worked through Sunday night into Monday because we had to have training session on Monday with our players, which is not typical. You know, the day after the game is usually day off for us, but we had to have them in, and we were on the field for 2 hours. We had to put our game plan in because we really had 3 days. We had Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to prepare these guys, and we got to go play a game on Thursday.
So literally nothing done before Sunday night. I mean, there's nothing you can do back in August or whatever.
Yeah, all of our breakdowns are done except for the last game. So that's just typical protocol for us, no matter who we're playing, whether we're playing the Broncos coming up. Every game for the Broncos is already broken down. We'll wait for that last game to come in this weekend. But we had everything broken down until, and then I think around 8 o'clock the Cowboys game came in. So just added that to the breakdown. So we already, last June, had spent a week on going over our first four opponents and spent time and did advanced scouting and all that. So I had an idea where they were. It was kind of unique because you got a new staff, you know, so how are they going to use their personnel? Sometimes if you were playing a team, you know, like the Giants, you know, the Giants of last year are similar to the Giants of this year, where when you played in for us, in our instance, when our second and third game, the Chargers were a brand new coaching staff. Chiefs are a brand new coaching staff, so there's a lot of unknowns going into those two games.
And you watched all of what Coach Reed did in Philadelphia last year, so kind of when you got the job, in a sense, maybe part of the scouting was done then? Does that work that way?
Part of it, but it's how you use different personnel. You know, specifically offensively, they're using some pistol formation, which he'd never used here, and running some zone read option with Alex Smith, but when you look at the staff he put together, he brought in Chris Ault, who was at Nevada, and Coach Colin Kaepernick. So, you know, you always got to look at not only who the head coach is, but who the staff is. You know, Marty was his coordinator here. You know, Doug Peterson is his coordinator there. Marty's up with the Jets. So there's always new ideas, and they're always doing something a little bit different when you get a brand new staff. So there's no advantage gain because they have the same deal with us because we're a new staff. So it's not like they've got a great feel for us because there's so much tape over the years. So it's kind of, I think we're both in the same boat.
Chip, things good, really some good things happening with your offense. You scored a lot of points. Start with DeSean Jackson. I mean, we have seen DeSean over the years, explosive playmaker, vertical threat. This year he's really attacking from all over the field. What are some of the things he's doing maybe behind the scenes, things that he's done leading up to the regular season that have gotten him here?
I think his preparation, you know, it was here all the time during OTAs and really trying to grasp what we're doing offensively. A lot of what we talked to DeSean about was the ability to play him in different positions, not just as an outside receiver. But to be able to do that, he's going to have to study. He's going to have to know what the inside slot receiver does. He's going to have to know what the number three receiver does. So a lot of that stuff was on him. He spent a lot of time working on the game from a mental standpoint. Obviously, he's a little bit bigger, has really bought into what we're doing in the weight room, has worked extremely hard in there. So I think what you're seeing from DeSean is really just an investment in himself, and it's paying off for him.
Was there a point in the preseason, maybe training camp, that you said, boy, this kid really, this is DeSean Jackson at his best, that he's really focused in on being a great football player?
Well, I hope it's not his best. I hope his best is yet to come, you know, but I see him developing, and I see him really working at the little things, and I think he's at a point in time in his career where, you know, it's not just I have physical gifts, I can do this, and I don't have, you know, it's really paying attention to the details. And you know, he knows that. I think for him, when he sees it showing up on game day, you know, it's a direct result of what he put in. And that's what's great about this game is you get out of it exactly what you put into it.
Chip, Michael Vick, 4 touchdown passes, 2 runs, a quarterback rating of 119. The numbers mean what they mean. But from we see a quarterback playing outstanding football. From a decision-making standpoint, you know, as you go through it with him each week, how's he grading?
I think Michael's doing a really good job. You know, he's not forcing the football. He's taking what the defense gives him. You know, as we talked to him about, is that you don't have to make it happen. You have to let it happen. And however it expresses itself, you can call the same pass play 3 times in a row, and it's going to go to 3 different receivers because the defense may defend it 3 different ways. And I think Mike is not forcing the issue and saying, hey, I got to get the ball to this guy. You know, I think He's thrown touchdown passes to Brent. He's thrown touchdown passes to Deshaun. He's thrown touchdown passes to Riley. Did a nice job getting a route down to LaShawn early in the game that LaShawn took off and got us into the red zone with. So I think he's taken what the defense gives him. He's got a pretty good understanding of what we're doing right now. We'll continue to build with him, but I'm really pleased where he is from a decision-making standpoint.
You know, the football world's talking about this offense, raving about the offense. I know that you're a perfectionist. You're demanding. What have you liked about the offense? What would you like to see better from the offense?
Yeah, I think our players understand what we're trying to do and have a pretty good grasp of it overall. But, the deal is the details. You know, it's the little things. Had a touchdown call back last week, you know, because of a illegal formation. We're leaving points on the board when we're in the red zone. You know, we punted three times last week. We kicked three field goals. We missed a field goal. We had a touchdown call back. You know, we have drives that we have to learn to finish better and come, especially in this league, you got to come away with sevens instead of threes.
Kansas City, two wins, two impressive defensive performances. What's the scouting report on the Chiefs? On the defense?
Very, very talented defense. Obviously, they've got four Pro Bowlers. You know, from just last year on that defense, you know, Holly at the outside linebacker is an outstanding player. The other outside linebacker is an outstanding player. Johnson at inside linebacker is a Pro Bowl player. Eric Berry is a Pro Bowl player. They're getting great play out of Dontario Poe with their nose guard. Brandon Flowers is a corner who they matched up specifically on Dez Bryant last week and did a really nice job. So they've got secondary players, they've got some linebackers that can play, and they've got a talented defensive line. And Bob Sutton, who came over from the Jets, kept the 3-4 defense in place. So because the personnel was suited to play that, has done a really nice job with taking his concepts that he ran with the Jets and incorporating them in Kansas City.
Speaking of defense and changing schemes, we've talked about this week. It's a work in progress, is I think how it's kind of been described, the Eagles defense. And how do you feel about what Coach Davis is doing, the message that he's getting to the players, and at times the execution has been outstanding, and at times I know you want more than that. How do you see the defense coming along here?
I think they're coming together as a group. You know, obviously we've only got probably four guys that played last year, and D'Amico and Kendricks, Fletcher Cox and Trent, and Trent's actually playing a new position. So you're trying to not only change schemes, but you know, get 7-8 new faces out there that are trying to, you know, kind of learn and understand what the other guy's doing. So they work extremely hard. They play with great effort. And when you look at plays like what Brandon Boykin made in the red zone last week, where, you know, chasing a guy down from behind and knocking the ball down is causing a fumble in that situation, is that's what we preach, you know, relentless effort to the ball. And I see us getting better. And I think it's a thing where we're going to grow, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to grow this defense. We've got some young players, Earl Wolf, guys like that we think are going to be really good players, but we need to continue to grow them and put them in positions where they can make plays.
What have you seen from the team bouncing back mentally after a tough loss?
They were great, you know, right back in here on Monday, you know, which you really, again, is not very typical. Some teams come in on Monday and just get treatment, watch tape, whatever, but we literally had to be on the field. We were on the field for 2 hours putting in a game plan, and I think the one byproduct of losing last week is you want to try to get that taste out of your mouth as quick as you can, and there's no quicker way than to play a game the following Thursday. So,
are you a big speech guy after a tough loss? How do you kind of handle the locker room?
No, I'm not a big speech guy in general. I think there's some points that have to be made, and then make sure they understand the schedule and where we got to be.
Conditioning is certainly at a premium here. 3 games in 11 days. You've seen good things, I assume, from these guys bouncing back from a physical standpoint this week.
Yeah, they've been great. You know, and I think that's because of the work they put in. You know, even before training camp started, they worked extremely hard while they were in training camp. But we've known all along since the schedule came out last April that we were going to play our first 3 games in 11 days. And we feel like we're prepared from a physical standpoint. So we're excited to get the third one going on Thursday.
On Thursday night at halftime, Donovan McNabb's number will be retired. He'll go into the Eagles Hall of Fame. I wonder what your perspective was when you saw Donovan from wherever you've been over the years here within New Hampshire and Oregon when he was playing with Philadelphia Eagles.
That how fleeting this game is and how fast it goes. You know, to think that Donovan McNabb's career is over and he's retired and they're retiring his jersey, it seems like he just got started here and was a rookie they were drafting out of Syracuse. So you get a real appreciation for, you know, when you're in this league, you better take advantage of it because it can go like that. But, you know, one of the all-time great Eagles, and really, really excited for Donovan. Got a chance to visit with him when he was here for his retirement ceremony, the mini one they had here at the NovaCare Center. So Happy for him on Thursday, and hope he brings us a lot of good luck.
All right, Chip Kelly, thank you very much. Good luck on Thursday against the Chiefs. Chip Kelly in studio, presented by Gatorade on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.